Well, I was pleased with our mindset coming out to start the game. I thought that we defensively were really focused and did a good job of trying to control Wintering, who can really dominate the game from that position. And I thought that we rebounded the ball well. Jordan Chapman hit some big shots in that first half to give us some separation, and obviously anytime you get 30 assists in a game, you're really sharing the ball and playing the way that we want to play. So second half was a little bit different. We kind of got caught up in maybe trying to outscore them, and we weren't quite as good defensively, and they got hot from the 3-point line, and we're lucky to make a few shots and keep the offensive score, keep the score where there's a little bit of distance. Zach hit some big shots for us, but overall, it's a good win for us, and I'll look forward to Saturday. That'll take any questions.
How different is it, Dave, when you do share the ball really, really well?
This team is really willing to share it when we're making them, and when we miss, shot after shot from the perimeter, and we fall in love with the three, and it's not going well, then we turn into a completely different offensive team, and hopefully, the nights that we're not shooting the ball well, we can do a better job of sharing it and attacking the rim. And but the nights that we're shooting the ball, we shoot 52, 54, 57, 55% from the field, this team really is good at making the extra pass.
As a coaching staff, what can you do when the shots aren't going to try and keep that mindset of moving it as opposed to the ball sticking?
Well, I think that you encourage it, and you find guys who can get to the free throw line. I think that's a big part of us in those games, and then be good at the line. So I think in the last 3 weeks we've been a lot more consistent, doing that. And I think that the win at San Diego was a really big win for us because we didn't shoot the ball very well, and we were able to find a way to win a game. So I think it's important for us to drive that thing, get to the free throw line, get to the rim, and see if we can convert and make big plays that way.
How difficult does it make it for other teams to guard you guys when you've got six players in double figures? That must, as a coaching staff, please, you guys.
Yeah, it was a high-scoring game tonight, and the tempo was fast with Portland. It's a team defensive transition was the number one priority on our board with the scouting report. And if that's it, then that they really push it. And start the second half, they came out and scored two or three quick baskets in transition. But for the most part, I thought we guarded that pretty well. Another real priority was guarding the three-point line. In the first half, we guarded the three-point line pretty well. Second half, not quite as good. And then rebounded. They out-rebounded us at their place, and we were able to out-rebound them here. But it was a tight contest for most of the game as far as rebounding was concerned, but we got a few late. So this is a team that matches up, pretty well with a lot of teams. But for us, it's interesting. We got 81 at their place, and they got 81 at our place, and 81 wasn't enough to win. So it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game when we play.
As a coaching staff, how aware of you when Kyle is getting close to a triple-double?
I'm more aware this year. I think it's the scoreboard. The scoreboard is a lot bigger and brighter, and you can kind of see those things. But I think the student section has done a pretty good job of keeping everyone aware of what's going on. But he was terrific tonight. He was, you know, really engaged and sharing the ball, and you know, was good offensively and good defensively, and rebounded well. I mean, it was one of his better games.
Anything else? What are your thoughts of just playing a quick turnaround, playing Gonzaga Saturday?
Well, you know, I think that everybody's looking forward to the game. I feel a lot better about playing Gonzaga right now. The fact that we beat Portland, because all week that's all anybody wanted to talk to me about. And the fact is that we were able to take care of business on Thursday. It should be everything we want it to be. You know, you want that game to be have a lot of meaning late in the year, and it's senior night, and you have all those emotions you'll deal with, and it's a nationally televised game. So these are, you know, these are special moments, special times, and hopefully we play well. That's the most important thing. And right now we're coming off of a couple of games where we've got a lot of good play from a lot of players, and that's what we'll need to, you know, to compete in this game on Saturday.
League titles coming down to the last day of the
last game. Oh. Yeah, and it might have been a couple of years since that's happened in this league. You know, the Zags have run away with it a couple of years, but everyone's got to play on Saturday to see what happens. All right, thanks, guys.
Yep.